Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast.
How's your week been, darling?
It's been heavy.
Yeah?
This felt like a never-ending week.
Do you know what? I feel exactly the same.
Yeah.
This week has been heavy.
But I don't know what I've done.
Well, I can see what you've done.
What have I done?
You've got inked.
Yeah, I've got new tattoos. How's
Jennifer feeling about it?
The silence is terrifying. And then I've got a name.
Yes.
I have done quite a few names in the past.
But this name, we can't reveal what the name is or what it's for yet, can we?
I don't want to talk about whose name it is yet.
Okay, all right, okay. It's a good name.
You know, though.
It's a very good name, that's all I'm saying.
Pete approves, of course.
It's Pete approved name.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss!
Liv, have you ever wanted to sneakily look at someone's story without them knowing on Instagram?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that anyway, can't you?
No. Because if you look at someone's story, they can see who's looked at it.
I can never see who's looked at mine. Do you know that?
Well, it's because so many people are looking at yours. But yeah, that's the way it is at the minute.
Right.
So unless, as far as I'm aware, I'm not a technical genius, but unless you set up a fake account to look at someone's story, you can't do it from your actual account.
Oh, I bet you have a fake account, don't you?
I barely have a real account, darling. So Instagram is trialling a new feature called Instagram Plus, where you can preview stories without the person knowing.
That's just so lame. I'm sorry. I can't bear all this hiding in the shadows. I want them to bring back the like notifications where you could see like who'd liked people. I just think this life... Do you know what? People have too many places to hide. I'm sick of it.
Are you a bit of an Instagram detective?
I'm nosy.
Nosy.
But then also...
You don't really need to be a detective because you've got minions.
What's that mean?
You've got like a...
People that can report back to me. Yeah. I know too much. I'd actually like to know less. Is that possible?
I don't think it's possible for you to know less.
Just let me live in ignorance, please.
Ignorance is bliss.
Exactly.
So that's our stand on it. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, I don't like this Instagram Plus feature. I think we just leave things how they are.
I like that.
This is...
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
Okay, so the first ever series of The Celebrity Apprentice has been confirmed. I don't know why. I thought this has already happened. They've done it for charity?
They did a Christmas special.
Okay, fine.
Do you know what? I was potentially going to do it.
Pete, you would have been good on it.
I think you would be really good
on it. See, we just talked about this when we were listening to the music. I don't like working in a group.
Am I the only person that you work with?
You're the only co-host I have. I'm a solo artist, much like Beyonce.
Right, okay, understandable,
did have a Tom McKitten. She did have Destiny's Child, but she thrived solo.
Post-Love Island. Yeah. Who do you think, if we both did it and we were against each other, who do you think would win?
You, maybe.
Do you?
Yeah, because you know what it is as well? There's so many layers to that show. It's like, you know, budgeting, maths, all the things that I can't do.
I think... No one would have a chance if we were a team.
Oh, be over.
Because all of your strengths are my weaknesses and vice versa. I'd basically do all the stuff in the background. You'd be the face and the front and the marketing genius behind our business. So if we were to create a business, what would it be?
Pretending to be radio hosts.
I think we've done very well so far.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss!
Whether you're out and being busy or you're just sacking everything off, like you're pieing people. There's nothing worse than on a Saturday night making drunk commitments to hang out with someone on a Sunday. You go, oh my God, let's have brunch in the morning. And you wake up and you're like, no.
See, that's the big difference between you and I is that you make drunk commitments and I don't commit to anything.
I have 10 people coming to my birthday party. Sorry if you're listening to this. Like, who I just invited because I wanted to fill silence.
Wow. By the way, Bushy, when she says fill silence, there is already 50 people going. I can't imagine it being particularly silent anyway.
Like, you know, if you're just chatting and someone goes, oh, what are you doing next weekend? If I was like, it's my birthday, I'm automatically going to go, oh, do you want to come?
Yeah.
Because I think that it's weird to not.
Yeah, so those 10 people, unfortunately, who won't be on a clipboard will be turning up.
I hope that you have the self-awareness to know who you are. If you don't, ignorance is bliss.
I'm going to be honest with you, Liv. Am I one of those people?
Do you want to play a song?
Yeah, Ray and Joel Corry to play for you next on Kiss.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
So last weekend, we talked about voice note etiquette.
Yes.
I was of the opinion that 1 minute is ample for anyone to get across what they need to share.
It's 1 minute too long for me.
You are of the feeling that you don't like them at all.
Yes.
But Lisa's got in touch with a solution, and I'd love to know your thoughts on this. She said, listen to it on double speed.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Lisa, that makes sense for you, but the majority of people that send me voice notes struggle to string a sentence together anyway.
Wow.
So if I put it in double speed, I can't.
I've sent you voice notes.
Doesn't mean anything.
I've never
listened to a voice note you've sent me.
Are you being serious for now?
No. I just go, yeah. That's generally, if I don't really know what to say to you,
noted.
I just say yes.
Noted.
I mean, your voice notes, are they fun though?
Yeah, like sometimes I will voice note because I think that it's hard for me to convey the story in text because a little bit like gets lost in like the two-dimensionalness of text. Sometimes you need like the comedic timing, which I can only deliver on a voice note.
Right, okay. Whereas I just don't have any comedic. Everything is black and white for me. Just give me
the facts.
Including
your Instagram pictures.
Give me, okay. We're going to get the man that started this debate for you. It's Drake playing next on Kiss.
This is
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
Okay, so what I've seen on Instagram a lot this week in terms of Drake, last week it was all about the voice notes. This weekend it's all about the ice block.
Yeah.
He basically dropped a massive, huge, I think the size of this studio, full of ice in the middle of Toronto.
Yeah, it was like big stacked up ice blocks or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then the whole idea was it would melt and then inside would be the date of his new album that's coming out, and the album's called Iceman, so they see the connection to the ice.
Nice, yeah.
But yeah, there was people there trying to smash the ice, they were licking the ice, they were doing all kinds of things.
Well, was it not the person that melted the ice as well got $50,000 or something?
What, was there 50K in it?
There was 50K for the person, the winner. Some people, some of the fans were licking the ice.
Disgusting, it's unhygienic.
How long would it take you to lick ice down to melt it if it was the size of this room?
I'll give it a good go.
This is
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
Okay, Pete, let's take a moment because today's a big day.
It is a big day.
Right now, producer Tom is running the London Marathon.
Absolutely. And anyone who has lost a friend recently will understand that this means...
Well, what? Like, finish that sentence.
I was about to, and then you cut in. That's what happens. Midway through a sentence, you just cut me off. Anyone who has lost a friend will understand what this means. They're going to get their friends back because...
You mean to the marathon?
To the marathon.
Not like lost them, like lost them.
No
lost
one's
and...
died.
No, yeah.
Well, saying that, producer Tom, he will be running right now, so we don't know.
But his nipples might be dead. RIP Tom's nipples.
I've said it before, if you're doing a marathon, the biggest danger is bleeding nipples.
But I love how you think you're an expert on this. Where have you ever ran?
I've done a marathon. I've done a number of half marathons.
What? Pete,
back in my younger years, I've lived many lives.
But you never had young years. You were old from birth. We've already established this. Also,
I'm not Benjamin Button.
It's bad news for boring people. After Sunday, you'll have to find something new to talk about.
I know. What is Tom going to do?
He's screwed.
He is absolutely screwed.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
This is The Sunday Roast on Kiss. It's Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
We're helping you through the afternoon, especially if you are in the condition that our producer Emily is in. She's currently sat, corner of studio, sunglasses on, thinking through all of her decisions from last night. So we are with you in the trenches.
Absolutely. I don't want to kind of bait you out.
Don't then, because she's in a very fragile state.
I'm just saying, listen, she's had a good night.
She's an icon.
She's paying the aftermath.
As she should.
You've had many a good night. Any tips for Emily?
Anxiety isn't real. It's a concept. Lots of carbs and a Coke Zero.
Excellent. And for me, it's going to get worse as the day goes on.
Hey.
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss!
A streaming bundle is about to be won by someone guessing what we are doing here.
Is this all you're going to buy?
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
But are you not bored? You just have the same thing every day?
No, listen, I like routine. I don't like change, and it tastes so good.
Do you not think having some other options would be...
No, when I find something I like, I know what I want and I stick to it.
This is thanks to the guys at Extra Plus, and our winner today is Kevin. How are you doing, Kev?
Absolutely amazing. Thank you very much.
Kevin, where is that accent from?
It's originally from just near Edinburgh. I grew up.
Lovely. I love
it's
Edinburgh. Edinburgh is a great city as well.
Beautiful city.
Is it Prince's Street in Edinburgh? That's in Edinburgh, isn't it?
I don't know, mate. I've been down in London for 30-odd years now, so...
Oh, well, you've brought the accent with you. I love it.
Yeah. They call me a jockney nowadays.
A jockney?
What's that?
Yeah.
Like a fake cockney?
Well, like a jock, cockney, as in Scottish. Yeah. it'll take too long for us to explain that to Olivia, so should we crack on with the competition?
Kevin, what do you think we're doing in that clip?
Half a year, we're trying to find out how the Big Bang Theory started.
Oh.
Oh, Rose. Oh. I like it. Of course, you are wrong.
You are wrong, Kevin, which means you've just won yourself a streaming bundle, including a Bluetooth projector, wireless ambient lights, and a Bluetooth soundbar.
Wow, absolutely amazing. Thank you well so done. Much, guys.
If you want to win next week, go to playkiss.com right now.
It's all thanks to our mates at Extra Plus and their three new chewing gums, Chill Hydro or Deep Clean variants.
This is
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
And that's the end of The Sunday Roast. Thanks for hanging out with us, but do not go anywhere.
Because it's Pete's pub fact.
Oh my God.
We don't end shows without a pub fact. So, dealing with difficult people has been proven to age you 1.5% faster, which is why I look like this. I work with Sam Thompson.
Nice.
And you. Essie's on the way.
This is
The Sunday Roast with Pete and Olivia.
Kiss.
Okay, that has been The Sunday Roast with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. We'll see you next week.